He reaches the Russian Jewish people. I think you said there's like 30,000, almost 30,000. The children are dismissed. I'm sorry, I forgot to say that. 30,000 Russian Jews. That's a lot in East Cleveland. So that is his main mission, is that. And he has a beautiful family. And if you have, does everybody have one of these in their bulletin? If you didn't open it up in your bulletin yet, you'll see this. And it describes his whole ministry. And it is just amazing. He's originally from the Soviet Union. And he moved to Israel, right, for 3 years. And then to Canada. And now to America. So he's been all over the world. But it's amazing. I can't wait to hear what you have to say to us today. May the Lord bless you. Come on, Pastor Igor Bagarov. God bless you.
Shalom. It's always good in the house of the Lord, man. And I want to thank our Lord Jesus Christ and to Mary and all congregation here to give me opportunity, because it's a great privilege for me to be with you and worship God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob together. And also have a joy in our hearts that our sins are forgiven, because Jesus Christ our Lord came to the earth and died for our sins and arose to give us a hope. And also it's a great privilege for us to humble our hearts before the Lord and crush our proudness and just to praise God and remember us. Psalm 119 and verse 105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." My name is Igor Bagirov, and I am a pastor and missionary for Battle Russian Messianic Congregation, the congregation to reach Russian-speaking Jewish and English-speaking Jewish and Muslims in the Cleveland area. But before I will share with you about what God is doing, I want to share with you about my life and how I became to the Lord. I was born in 1971 in the Georgia, but no Peach State Georgia, no American Georgia, but Soviet Georgia. My mother was a Jewish, but I didn't know that she was a Jewish until age of 13, because my father was a Muslim, Shia Muslim, whose relatives came from Persia, Iran. And they just decided to keep this in secret, that my mother was a Jewish, because of the anti-Semitic power in the former Soviet Union. And I grew up as a Muslim. I remember that my father took us to his Muslim relatives, and we celebrated all Muslim holidays, and I was very proud of our Muslim roots, until I found my mother's passport, and when I opened it and read the Jewish, it shocked me very much, because everything what I heard outside was against Israel. And when I came to my mother and asked her, "Mother, are you Jewish?" She said, "Yes." I said, "Why? It's so bad to be Jew, because everybody hates them." But from this day, I learned that we have a Hebrew roots. And when my mother died in 1988, I decided to move to Russia. I studied in a university. And when I was 19 years old, I met my future wife, Tatiana, and I married. But I had many problems in my family because I lived in sin. And my wife cried because of me almost every day. But my wife, she's not Jewish. She's half German and half Russian. She was belonged before to Russian Orthodox Church. You know, God teach me never criticize any denominations. But I know that Bible very clear teach us that we must be born again. Amen? Yeah. We can even come to the Super Bible Church, but if we are not going to open our heart, it can help us. You remember when Jesus spoke with Nicodemus, who was a rabbi and head of synagogue in Gospel of John chapter 3. He told him, if you are not going to born from the water and spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Something for us. We must repent and we must change our life. No change life, no Christ. Something my wife, very good woman, but wasn't born again this time. And when I became bachelor's degree of political science, we decided to move to Israel, because my mother, Jewish, by Rabbi Glow, Galacha, I'm a Jew, because they looking through the mother. And I say, "Tatiana, let's move to Israel. Maybe something going to be changed in Israel." But you know, without Jesus Christ, nothing can be changed. So when we moved to Israel, our situation even became worse. We used to live almost 3 years in Israel. And our last year and a half, we lived in the city, I always call in American way, like, you know, Cleveland Heights, right? I don't know, Youngstown Heights, no? But anyway, we lived in a city called Nazareth Heights in English. Not Surat Eli. It's a Jewish part of the Nazareth. Because Jewish people, for a couple of reasons, they live separately from Arabs. And one day, Tatiana came home, and she said, Igor, you know, I met some people who witnessed to me about Jesus as the promised Messiah of Israel and the Savior of the world. And I said, Jesus, I don't know who is Jesus. I don't like Jesus. And I don't like Christians. Especially when I studied in university, I studied history. And I say, you know, Tatiana, so many people in the name of Jesus killed so many other people in this history. And especially Jews who believe in Yeshua, Jesus, it's nonsense. So please never, ever again speak with the people who are Christians. So I closed her contacts with them. But in all my life, I always want to come and live in America. It's a little hard to explain the mentality of the Russian-speaking people or people from Eastern Europe when we were under communism, you know, like a jail. In America, most time in history, liberty, freedom, and everything from America, from West, it was just a dreams for me, you know. I love the jeans, you know. I love to listen to American music. Especially, I love to watch Schwarzenegger action movies. And I thought it's so easy way to become a rich in America, like in a movie. 1 hour and a half, you have a bunch of money. Another 1 hour and a half, you have a big house. And one day I say to Tatiana, why wouldn't you stay in Israel? Let's try and move to America, best country in the world. Maybe something can be changed in America. But we didn't receive visa, and we decided to move to Canada. You know why Canada? Because it's close, right? So there's some illegal way in the future to enter U.S., and we had the one child, my oldest son, Anwar. He's 16 right now. And I remember November 6, 1994, we moved to the city of Montreal. It's a French language city in Quebec, Canada. And there was nobody witness to me. I believe Holy Spirit, from this time, I believe Holy Spirit started working in my heart. I just started thinking about my life, a purpose of my life. Why I'm born? Why my wife cries? And I had a lot of questions, but I had not answers. And I became the situation that I don't want to live anymore. And we started studying French. And in the school, we met our classmates who were Jews and who believed in Jesus. And they continued witness to us about Jesus Christ. As ever belonged to Russian Bible Church, and they invited us to go to the church, I said, I want to go. First time in my life, I was 25 years old, and I say, I want to go. But on this time, I also already received a Bible. I started reading the Bible, and about the God Almighty who created heaven and earth, but it was a little fun for me in the beginning. And when I came to the church first time, on the Sunday evening service, it's a very small congregation, maybe 20 people, maybe 25. First, what they did is they opened the book of hymns, and they started singing songs. And you know, like I said, I loved American music. But I love different kind of music with different kind of words. And as I started singing about the God's love, God's grace and the mercy and precious blood that washed us from all our sins, I feel as a great power under my heart. And I start to cry. I lived as a very proud person. I don't want to cry, but I feel it. Physically feel a great power start to enter, and I start to cry. Just to come from me. And I don't want to let people see me. You know, I'm 25 years old. I start to make something painful to stop it, and my mouth to stop it cry. But I really cry. And I just decided to learn more about the people who call themselves Christians. Why they say that Jesus is the Messiah of Israel? Why they pray for Israel? They pray for everyone, and they love everyone. And I found a big difference between their life and my life. So why a gospel teaches that we must be very careful, because the world, they look at us. And the best gospel is you, it's your personal life. You remember the Bible says that people will look on you and will praise God because you are. It's important too. And I found a lot of differences. And I started to attend the church and study Bible. And after a couple of months, God gave me mercy, came forward and repent and accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And God bless my family. Praise God. God bless my family. My wife repented too. And God changed my family. God repaired my family. And one day after After a couple months of our repentance, I came home and I saw my wife smile. You know, when a wife's smiling, it's always good for good news too, right? So I understood that there's something good happened. And I asked Tatiana, what happened? And she said, Igor, you know, we want green card. Green card is U.S. government permission, official permission to come to America as a permanent resident legally. And I said, it's from the Lord. And after a couple of months, my second son, born on Christmas Day, on December 25th. So we just put our hands, we praise God, received this as a sign from the Lord. And almost 12 years ago, we came to Cleveland, Ohio. A couple times we want to move from Cleveland, Ohio, because someone told us that Cleveland is mistaken a lake of the Erie. I don't know, it's some American joke, but I know that God teaches us to pray for the city we live, amen? Because God wants to use us to proclaim His glory, to proclaim His love, to proclaim His grace to the people around us. And when we learn that so many people, a lot of people live in Cleveland, and they don't know Jesus, God just touched our hearts 6 years ago to start a new ministry to reach Russian-speaking people in Cleveland, especially Jewish people. When I speak about Israel, I never want to leave them. We are one in Christ, amen? No difference. And praise God for this. But when I speak about Israel, I always want to remind to the born-again Christians that we are blessed for Israel. God chose Israel to bless all of us to be one in Christ. Read the Hebrew Bible. Read all the stories from all the New Testament and we see what sufferings God put the Jewish people to bring us a hope in Christ. All apostles were Jews. First missionaries were from the Jewish people. First church in Jerusalem were Jewish people. Genesis 12:3 says, I will bless who will bless you. Look at Israel. Even America blessed because support Israel. Psalm 122, verse 6 says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May it prosper. Loves you. And I call the Romans Gospel of Romans. Romans and chapter 10, especially 11, explains what happened with the Jewish people. 11:11 says in Romans, they failed so we can be saved. To provoke them to the jealous. It's a great privilege for us brothers and sisters to provoke them to the jealous. And I believe in the millennium, are you? I believe what prophecy says. The great blessings when the Jews will come through Jews in Christ. And in Zechariah in chapter 12 speaks about the repentance of the Jewish people. And in chapter 8 says when Jews will become through Jews in Christ, that 10 non-Jews will take a close to one Jew and say, we are coming with you to Jerusalem because we know where you are. And you remember when Jesus Christ cried about Jerusalem, what did He say to them, to the Jews? He said that you will not see me until you say, blessing is Him who is coming in the name of the Lord. That means that Jesus Christ is not coming back until Jews repent. It's very clear. The Jewish people first need to repent and accepted Jesus as a promised and Messiah, the Lord God. And only after Jesus came, He said, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. And we started without any help. It was very hard. It's always hard to witness to the people. Always hard. But it's always you have a great joy and a heart when you witness to the people. We know that we cannot save. Only Jesus Christ saves. But we can speak, we can share. I understand it's very hard to be missionary. Very hard. But if you are born again Christian, you should remember the day when Jesus changed your life. And I believe everyone can share about what happened in our life. And just say a couple words that Jesus loves you. We can do it. I speak a couple languages. I speak broken English. I believe you speak English well. So I want to encourage you to share the gospel of Christ to the people around you. Look and around. How many people need to receive witness from you? We must take responsibility for their lives. You remember Isaiah chapter 6 when God asked, who will come for us? Who will come today for the Lord? Who will come today for the Lord in the young child to bless the poor people? And I know that Jesus healed the hearts If we can bring this good news to the people and bless the city, it's what I believe. You remember also Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also for the Greek." I receive a lot of questions. What's meant to the Jew first? Because the better? No. No. But the word of God came from them and blessed us. And by bringing word of God back to them, we fulfill God's will, because all promises, all blessings, all prophecies going through the Jewish people, even in the future. And I understood why there's a lot of people against the Jews, because it's an infection from devil. Devil always tried to destroy Jews that God's promise never fulfilled. But we know He's our God Almighty, amen. Everything what He said will be done. He keeps His promises. And our God is a faithful God. And I'm enjoying my heart that He is my righteousness. He is my righteousness. And we must be faithful. Stay faithful, especially on the last days. And to be honest, people don't want to come to the Lord. People don't want to repent. People don't want to change their life. But I know that even one is important for the Lord. Because price for one's soul is the blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. And Bible says that not by silver and not by gold were redeemed from this life received from our Father, but by precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ. And a great joy in heaven where even one comes to repent. Sometimes I read different letters from another states, countries, and sometimes I think 2 more days everyone should repent. I don't know, maybe it's true in Florida, maybe it's true in Russia, I don't know. But I can say about the Cleveland area, people don't want to come to the Lord. But God bless our congregation. God bless our ministry. We are a very small congregation. Very small. We have a little more than 20 people, but almost 100% are from the new. And most of them are Jewish people. You know how hard for the Jew, Muslim, all others come to the Lord. But I know that only God can give a mercy. And whoever we are, rich or not rich, healthy or not healthy, we cannot stay on the earth. Life is temporary. We cannot take anything with us. All our faith and our work, that's it. Because the Bible says that our work followed us. And even my family, I have 4 sons, 4 children. But I know God bless me, but until I live on earth. And when we started from the apartments, we found that, you know, it's interesting that in Cleveland area, Jewish people live as they concentrate in east side. So you're not going to find a lot of Jews in the west side, but they concentrate mainly on the east side area. And we found some apartments with elder Russian-speaking people lived, and we just entered, we sang, we witnessed, and we almost immediately received opposition from Jewish Federation. And a management from apartments, they told us that they don't want us to see anymore us by witnessing to them, because they don't want to have a confrontation with Jewish Federation. So they closed the doors. And I prayed and I said, "Lord, what do we have to do? Cleveland, it's not Russia. Cleveland, it's not like Manhattan or maybe Los Angeles. People just driving. Just driving, no pedestrian, no walking. How are we going to make people to witness to them about you? Because people die every day without hope. Because no Jesus, no hope. Because Jesus Christ is only the way to be saved. It's not important. If you are Jew, no Jew, you must repent and accept Jesus and change your life. Jesus is only the way. Not only God, but Jesus is only God. And only way to be saved." And the Holy Spirit started to move us and show us a couple of places. It's the food stores opened by Russian Jews. You know, our people, we are like Italians. We love to go to our stores and buy our food made in New York City. Everything from New York has. But anyway, we met so many people never heard about Jesus Christ. We met thousands. God knows. I'm no businessman. I don't want to count. You know, I'm no police officer. When I preach, I just trust in the Holy Spirit, because I know the Holy Spirit changes hearts. But I know that we met thousands and thousands of people in the city, mainly Jewish people, Russian-speaking Jews, and very hard. But most of them never heard about Jesus Christ. And I want to give you just a couple testimonies. We continue to witness. We're going to the streets. We're going to the stores. We're going to the malls. We're going to the college. We opened it just recently. We opened a ministry. I call God one here, but the rest of them. We opened a ministry to reach Muslim people in my college. Twice C, it's West Side. And I'm already under college probation because of witnessing about Jesus Christ. They told me, don't witness. I say, but federal law says that I can witness if people want to hear. Why not? They say, no, we have our own rules. I just wanted you that you know, we must pray for America. Evilness is growing more and more and more. They just... I'm a citizen for 7 years. And I love the country because God blessed me in the country. And I cry when I see what's going on around. But I also know that God controls everything. We must stay faithful. We gave more than 60 Bibles to Muslim students within last year. To the Turkish, Arabs from different Arabic countries. For the Persian people from Iran, we give a lot. Urdu, Indian Muslim, Pakistani Urdu, and Urdu language. So we give a lot. And I met one woman that whose husband is a clergy in a Parma Mosque, a Golden Mosque, called Parma Heights Mosque, Golden Mosque. And she said, okay, bring me New Testament. I shared with her. I said that my father was a Muslim, and I believe in Jesus. And I gave to her, and after they wrote against me, letter against me, that I didn't say that I'm Christian. They said that I didn't say that the New Testament. So they opened an investigation against us, and then they put me on a probation. But again, I just wanted to say that the devil tries to stop it witnessing about Jesus Christ. Because Jesus gives freedom. Jesus brought the devil change. Only Jesus saves. And the devil wants to stop this. But we continue. We have a ministry to reach Israelites who speak Hebrew. There are a lot, even I know, in Youngstown. I preach here. I come to Youngstown a lot of times too. I preach in different churches here. And I remember when I preached on Thanksgiving Day, I met one brother who has a small restaurant in Samoa here. And he said, a lot of Israelites coming to eat in my small restaurant because they have a small kiosk in the middle of the malls and they sell health cosmetics from Dead Sea. Maybe you saw them, I don't know. We gave, we started 4 years ago to reach Israelites. We gave them more than 150 Bibles maybe to them. And I remember even one Israeli woman, she's black, Ethiopian, and she started to cry because she told me that she never heard that Jesus is the Mashiach, like Yeshua the Messiah. Yeshua the Mashiach. And we opened a Hebrew Bible, and I just read from Isaiah 53 to her. So they are very open. We're going to the malls and reaching Israelites. Especially a lot of them, they come before Thanksgiving, so the Christmas. A lot of Israelites. But they stay also so all the year. So we're reaching them too. And many times when I draw on east side streets, I pray and I say, Lord, what do we have to do about the people in the nursing homes, in the hospitals? We are nothing, but we are only Russian-speaking ministry in the east side of Cleveland to reach Jewish people and others. And God just touched my heart to fill 3 applications and send to the hospitals to become volunteer chaplain. And I sent it. And I received a call from my hospital. It's a Hillcrest, Maybellites. And they asked me a question. Are you Jewish or are you Christian? I said, I'm Hebrew Christian. Now they say, you can be Catholic, you can be Christian, you can be Muslim, you can be Buddhist, you can be all this stuff. And I say, I'm sorry, but I believe that Jesus is the only way to be saved. And they say to me, that you are a bad person. I say, why? Because you don't respect the religions. I say, we love the nations. And because we love the nations, and we know that Jesus is the only way to be saved, we'll bless them with this good news that Jesus loved them and He's only the way to be saved. So they denied my application. From another hospital, Richmond Heights, they never called me, but from Huron Hospital, they called me back. And they accepted me 1.5 years as a volunteer chaplain in a Huron Hospital in Cleveland. And we had 3 repentance in this hospital. And one woman who repented, Rita from Ukraine, Jewish from Ukraine, she died. But she died in the Lord. And Jesus says that He is the resurrection and he's alive. And when someone dies in him, we'll live. It's our hope, brothers and sisters. Even when God going to call us before he's going to come back. We'll live if we are in Christ. We'll live. And the Bible says that in the heaven, nobody cries. No sickness, no death. If we are in Christ, we'll live forever. And praise God for this. Hallelujah. Again, we are no nation ministers, no ministry. We are very small, but we also partner with a couple of organizations from New York and Virginia area, close to Washington, D.C. And a couple of times in a year, I need to fly. And I remember that first time I needed to fly to New York City. And you know, I always love to look at the faces, you know, the people. I don't know them, but it's always good to bless in the name of Christ, right? Maybe they say, maybe they do not, I don't know, but always good to bless in the name of Jesus Christ. If someone blessed me 1,000 times, I receive. Why not? It's always good. And I remember I came to Hopkins Airport and I said a couple hours before my flight, I prayed, I said, Lord, but I have a couple hours. Send someone that I can witness. And I saw Orthodox Jew walk. And he was too Orthodox, you know. I scared. And I say, Lord, he's going his way. I don't want to follow him. But if you're going to bring him back, I will witness to him. I forgot my promise next 2 minutes. But after 5 minutes, I saw the Orthodox Jew came back. And not only came back, he sat next to me. God knows. I turned my head. And my first question to him, are you Jewish? He looked at me. You asking me I'm a Jewish? I'm a rabbi from South Taylor Road Synagogue in Cleveland Heights. I said, Rabbi, I have a couple questions for you. What do you think what's going on in the world? He said, it's horrible. I asked him, Rabbi, what do you think about Messiah? He said, Messiah should come. You know, Jewish people waiting Messiah. And I said, Rabbi, but I think Messiah already came. And I started witness to him from first Passover in Egypt. The blood of lamb saved our firstborn children. And because it's prophetic holiday, I brought him to the Calvary where Jesus Christ, who is the true Lamb of God, died at a cross. And the rabbi didn't open his mouth maybe within 15 or 20 minutes, my witness. And when I offered him bilingual Hebrew, English, New Testament, he denied. He didn't take. But only God knows what happened in him in the future. He rabbi, he teaches his people. I came to New York, I met a couple from Israel. My brother and my sisters that live in Israel too. They accepted for me New Testament in Hebrew. I met another lady, Jewish lady in the hotel, who was so glad that I speak Hebrew a little bit until she learned that I believe in Jesus. She started to scream a lot, you know. And last day, a taxi driver was Odessian Jew since 1973 in Brooklyn, New York. He told me he's not going to synagogue, not going to church, not reading the Bible, but he thinks that Jesus is good. And I say, you're right, Jesus is good because he's God, and God is good. Second time, my wife and I, we were together. We met one woman, Russian, no Jewish. More than 1 hour, we witnessed to her. She asked a lot of questions about what's been born again. Another lady we met, very young lady from Belarus, White Russia, never had a Bible. She received from us. Another Orthodox family met, Jewish Orthodox family, accepted the scriptures. And the last day, we need to fly now from New York to Cleveland, and our flight was delayed for a couple hours, and we received 2 separate, different seat places in the plane. And I want to change, but my wife stopped me. She said, don't change anything. Let's see what God's going to do. And I heard a voice from the Holy Spirit to listen to your wife, Tatiana, and said, Lord, first time in my life I'm going to listen to my wife. Tatiana, like you say to the Abraham to listen to Sarah, I will listen first time my wife. And you know what happened? Someone with me was a young Jewish history teacher. And someone with my wife was a Jewish elder person, engineer. And when Paolo started to go, he stopped and he said, because delay, we have a big line, 45 minutes to wait. So we had a 45 minutes plus time of the flight, 1 hour 15, to witness to them. Both decisions, then accepted Bibles. And you know, we prefer to give to Bibles. We have different kind of literature, but we prefer to give Bibles because it's a pure Word of God. Power Word of God. And faith from the hearing, and hearing from the Word of God. Another time, God blessed me in the airport. It's something like miracles. Another time, I need to fly to Virginia. We partnered with Russian Bible Church and close to Washington, D.C., but it's Virginia. And the Holy Spirit started to remind me about the witnessing and airports. But this was maybe 45 minutes before my flight, or a couple hours before. And I sat on a seat, and I started to just like praying and to speak with the Lord. And I said, Lord, I have just 40 minutes before my flight. They're going to call us very soon to go inside to take a plan. I don't believe that I can see someone whom I need to witness. And when I said that I don't believe it, you, Brother Mansour, you see, I saw two chairs. It's a couple of chairs, but two persons sat on a chairs. And a woman, she had a chain with Star of David. And I said, the Jewish people. And I feel that God wants that I witness to them. And I learned that couple, husband and wife, I started to witness to the husband from him. And he said to me, no, when I started to speak about Jesus, you know, he said, Jesus is not Messiah, New Testament is false. You know, Jewish song, right? Blind song. But I had a little brochure that called the Hebrews Search for the Blood. It's about Yom Kippur Day of Atonement. And he took from me. When the call us go inside to take plan, I saw he started to argue with his wife. And after he came to the garbage, and he threw away my brochure to the garbage. I came after him. I took the brochure from the garbage. We flew together. And I came to him. And I just say him couple words. I just say him that Jesus loves you. Yeshua loves you. It's what I believe we need to say to the people. That Jesus loves the people. And I pray for the people, especially that we were clear. I believe knows that Jesus is coming soon, right? We read the Bible. We read the prophet. We know that maybe it's a last opportunity for us to bless the people, but also to open our hearts out from ourselves, to be more faithful for the Lord, to have a patience in our hearts, to be faithful, to really serve the Lord practically, not just by talking, keep talking, just the Lord's light will come inside our hearts and we can really live practically in Christ in a humble way. And remember, you remember Psalm 36 when David, he gives advice to the people to ask the mercies from the Lord. We need His mercies. I need His mercies. I know that I'm a sinner, and I know that I'm saved just by grace and the mercy of the Lord. Nothing good in my heart. I'm born in sin. I'm born in the kingdom of the devil. But also I know that, and Colossians says in the first chapter that God took us from the kingdom of darkness and brought us to the kingdom of light of His only begotten Son, Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It's what I believe we need. We have to do. To bless. Be blessed ourselves. Open our hearts. And remember, you remember when Joshua said, I and my house will be served the Lord. I and my house will serve the Lord. I don't care what they're doing, but I and my house will serve the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And just recently, I was in California. I had a mission work in the Palm Springs area and Sacramento area. And what God did, just a couple of weeks ago, in airport Hopkins, I again met Rabbi, but he didn't want to listen to me. When I came to Palm Springs, when I need to fly from Palm Springs to Sacramento, I met another rabbi, a woman from a Reformed synagogue, and I had a blessing conversation with her with maybe 20 minutes. At the same airport, I met another woman who was a Buddhist, witness to her, and on the airplane just across from me was a young lady who said that she works in the casino of the Palm Springs casino, some big casino. And I had a 1 hour almost time of flight. We talk about Jesus, and I witnessed to her too. So we see, when we wanted to seek the Lord, and we wanted to, if we're going to ask the Lord, Lord, how you want to use us, I believe God going to bless us, and always will bring the people whom we need to witness. And I want to ask you, please continue, pray for us. Our ministry is very small, no nation home, but I know that from today, we have a new friend, amen. And you'll remember us. And it's very hard. Russian community like a little mafia, you know, to be honest. I don't want to go to the details of what's going on, but very aggressive. Very, very, very aggressive. Please pray for us when we go into streets, in the colleges, in the malls, in the hospitals, any other places, because we need help. And 2.5 years ago, I just quit my job because I always work in my hands. But I became in a very difficult situation to keep my missionary position, keep my pastoral, because I'm ordained pastor too, and I work. And I have a family. And I said, Lord, what I have to do, I cannot take this. And God said me, quit your job. And I quit my job. God said me, open the yellow pages. I opened the yellow pages. And I said, just started to call. With my Russian accent. Can you imagine pastors receiving my calls? And I start to meet pastors and speak. And God bless us. I am fully booked for 2009. And I preach in different terms. I give a testimony, speak about prophecies. I preach about Islam a lot. My presentations, Christ and the Passover, by Jewish Bible tradition. But we need your help. Please pray for us. It's a first. And also, you have the brochures that Pastor Murray mentioned. Every month, we write in letters, prayer letters. If you want to know about the Hebrew roots of the Christianity, also about what's going in a Cleveland area, we started also ministering in Pittsburgh area. It's an area called Squirrel Hill. It's Hasidic Jews. We're going to Pittsburgh, Erie, Pennsylvania, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. If you want just to know what's going on, and just be involved, you can fill this right portion, section of the brochure with your name and address, and I'll be very glad to start to mail you letters monthly or just email you monthly, whatever you're going to decide. But please pray about this. If Holy Spirit leads you to do it, fill the section, and I want to encourage you to do this. And also, we have something on the table, some very beautiful pictures from Israel and other items provided by another ministry to help them. So you can stop it. And if you have any questions that God going to give me wisdom to answer, I'll be very glad to answer. Now I want to just to pray and I'll finish. And I want to thank you again. And also I will pray in Hebrew and I will pray in Russian. But you can read this in English because it's going to be from the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verses 24, 25, and 26. It's called Aaronic Benediction. Okay, I don't know if you heard this prayer in Hebrew before, in Russian. So we're going to do this right now. But let's pray just to thank and praise God. And ask that our hearts were going to trust the Lord, this faithful God Almighty. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your grace and the mercy upon us, Lord. Thank you for the day you created, Lord, and for our opportunity, Lord, to be together and to praise you, God Almighty, who came to the earth and died for our sins because we are sinners and rushed to give us hope. And thank you for your precious blood that washed us from all our sins. And thank you, Lord, that you are our righteousness and you are faithful, God, Lord. And we ask you, bless us to be faithful. Bless us to be wise, Lord. Please help us and bless our families that we're going to choose you in the first place, Lord. That we're going to trust you more, Lord, because you love us, Lord. And you want to bless us, Lord. And I ask you for the church here, for Pastor Mary and her family, and all people here, Lord. Bless them. That I know that there are lights in the city. And I ask you, Lord, I know there'll be more lights, Lord. And I see that a lot of people will come here and repent. Because you created your church, Lord. And the church is, we are living people in you, Lord, Christians. But church also a place when people need to repent, Lord. And you're changing lives, Lord. And now, Lord, I want to pray in a prayer that you gave to Moses, and Moses gave to Aaron, to bless the children of Israel. And we are your church, we are your children. Yivrechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. Ya'ir Adonai panav lecha v'yunecha. Yisa Adonai. Да благословит тебя Господь и сохранит тебя. Да обратит Господь светлым лицом своим на тебя и помилует тебя. Да обратит Господь лицо свое на тебя И дарую тебе шалом. И дарую тебе мир. May the God bless you and keep you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, our Lord Savior, Jesus Christ, Jesus the Messiah, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Share gospel and stay for Israel and pray for Israel too. God bless you. Thank you.